When the Apostle Paul wrote to the churches or individual brethren, he did so with great love. He identified the importance of love when he said, "If I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am become sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. And if I have the gift of prophecy and know all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. And if I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and if I give my body to be burned, but have not love, it profiteth me nothing." 1 Corinthians 13:1-3. Knowing that, as the Apostle Paul affirmed, "I do all things for the gospel's sake, that I may be a joint partaker thereof. Know ye not that they that run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? Even so run, that ye may attain. And every man that striveth in the games exercises self-control in all things. Now they do it to receive a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore so run, as not uncertainly, so fight I, as not beating the air, but I buffet my body and bring it into bondage, lest by any means, after that I have preached to others, I myself should be rejected." 1 Corinthians 9:23-27. We can readily see that what Paul wrote to the brethren was for their physical as well as their spiritual well-being. Paul, as well as Peter, encouraged brethren to rise above the world they lived in. And, as the Apostle Paul affirmed, "If then ye were raised together with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated on the right hand of God. Set your mind on the things that are above, not on the things that are upon the earth." Colossians 3:1-3. We can rest assured that what Paul encouraged, he also did. The Apostle Paul's life is described as he said, "Be ye imitators of me, even as I also am of Christ," 1 Corinthians 11:1, as an example to be followed. The things Paul endured should give us not only hope, but also a sober look at what Paul meant when he said, "Yea, and all that would live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecutions." 2 Timothy 3:12. Paul described his life as ministers of God in much patience, in affliction, in necessities, in distresses, in stripes, in imprisonments, in tumults, in labors, in watchings, in fastings, in pureness, in knowledge, in long-suffering, in kindness, in the Holy Spirit, in love unfeigned, in the word of truth, in the power of God, by the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left, by glory and dishonor, by evil report and good report, as deceivers and yet true, as unknown and yet well known, as dying, and behold, we live, as chastened and not killed, as sorrowful, yet always rejoicing, as poor, yet making many rich, as having nothing, and yet possessing all things. 2 Corinthians 6:4-10. The Apostle Paul, as all men, suffered and rejoiced in his life. No matter what took place, he kept his focus on the things above. Therefore, he was able to say, "I press on toward the goal under the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." Philippians 3:14. If you have the same desire to serve the Lord, that which is required is that which was set forth by the Apostle Paul to the brethren in Thessalonica, saying, "For verily, when we were with you, we told you beforehand that we are to suffer affliction, even as it came to pass, and ye know." 1 Thessalonians 3:4. Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett encouraging you to remember the words written to the church of Smyrna, saying, "Fear not the things which thou art about to suffer. Behold, the devil is about to cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried, and ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee the crown of life." Revelation 2:10.